Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining me on another episode of the Tito Financial Podcast. I'm hoping that I can shed some light, educate, inform as much as I can with you, my family, my friends, my clients. I hope we all had a great Memorial Day weekend, had a great time with family and friends as much as we can in light of the shelter in place. And I'm hoping that this will end soon as we reopen slowly. I know the salon next door to me is still starting to be reopened, and I'm hoping our salon clients, nails and beauty salons are prepared for the new beginning as the laws and regulations are unfolding. Anyways, I wanted to share with you today, many questions have come into our office. I have by phone calls, by text messages from our clients, has been asking a lot about our the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. I know many of you are sick of it, but it is the reality of today's world as the government are unfolding various programs to help small business, small self-employed individuals, as well as independent contractors, and also questions about unemployment. Many of our peers are asking about the various programs that are set up for small business owners, as well as 1099 contractors, even the Uber drivers and the DoorDash drivers and the gig economy participants are qualified for these type of programs as well. So I want to make sure that we do enough of this podcast to share with you the information, the changes, the updates that are coming out literally every week. And those who do not know what they are, and doesn't seem like this will apply to them, please ignore this podcast, and I'll have definitely more podcasts in the future that relate to something to you and your family, particularly as W-2 income wage earners and really as taxpayers. So let's get into it. As far as the SBA guidelines and guidance that's coming out recently, many of you have asked me what's going on with the PPP program in terms of its application process and whether they are still accepting the application. And frankly, this has been a long 4 to 8 weeks now that when they started the unfolding the program, the Paycheck Protection Program, with a forgiveness option for people who use up to 75% of the proceeds towards payroll and 25% of the proceeds towards rent and utilities. So yes, there are some banks out there that are accepting applications. I do see some approval lately and recently as I get phone calls from clients who have questions about the forgiveness. And yes, there are those who got the approval but never call me and frankly tell me later, maybe after the fact, that they got approved and now they want to know what to do. Again, guys, the window of time is very short, right, as far as when you get approved, what you need to do to qualify for the forgiveness, what it needs to be done in terms of the expenses that qualify, the paperwork that needs to be done to substantiate, the paperwork that needs to be done to submit to your banks to verify that the expenses meet the criteria in terms of meeting the payroll or paycheck requirements, the payroll paycheck substantiation as far as having the actual payroll paycheck stubs, the 941 forms, the various receipts that the bank will ask. Obviously, every bank has their own requirements, but my job is to make sure that whatever it is that they ask for, that I can help you whether to prepare for them or to anticipate and retrieve them when you need to within that short 8-week window. So, given the fact that a lot of us are still wondering what happened to the program, am I still qualified? Should I resubmit? My suggestion to you right now is please, by all means, if your bank is not responding to you, submit it to another bank. Unfortunately, the only banks that I know of right now that are accepting is Bank of America. If you are a client of theirs, or you need to set up an account with them, if you're already not a client, and I believe U.S. Bank and Citibank as of today, May 31st. So check with me. If you are not familiar with any other banks, or if you are familiar with other banks, please let me know. I know that the small CDC credit unions out there are accepting some application. There are a lot more funding that are geared towards small businesses and more towards the small lenders, small banks. I know that even third-party vendors like the Intuits and the PayPals and the Blue Line out there are doing or even Square is doing the PPP program. I know that they got some funding or some fees or commissions that they receive from banks that do this type of programs. They're not banks themselves. They're not lenders themselves. They're just third-party vendors to help facilitate the program. Again, regardless of they're a bank or lender or third party, we just want to make sure that if they are able to accept our application and not charge us any additional fees and maybe help expedite the process, by all means, get it done. Okay, so that's really my suggestion. There are talks out there, and as many of you who knew with the current information that's been passed recently about the second stimulus changes and provisions of the PPP, there are talks out there that they might not definite, the House have passed, but the Senate have yet to pass, and we don't know how long that's going to really be on President Trump's desk for approval, but I'm pretty sure it's going to change from his previous form that's coming out of from the House. But they're basically proposing to extend the 8-week window to 16 weeks or even 24 weeks. Okay, so a lot of us are hoping, but please don't assume that it's going to be extended to 16 or 24. As of right now, it's 8 weeks, okay, until told otherwise. And then that the 75% requirement for payroll might be reduced down to 60%. So that's hoping, that's aspirational, that's speculative. So I'm sharing that with you because I do hope that that's going to come through to fruition, because there's a lot of challenges out there that I see, particularly the small business owners who have yet to open their shops due to state mandates, right? California is barely allowing hair salons to open on Friday, and a lot of the nail salons are not yet open. I know a lot of the restaurant owners are not fully open yet. So how do you open and have payroll if the state is not telling you or allowing you to open? So how, you know, things of that nature. So again, we are still waiting for the power that be, which is the state of California where we're at right now, to let us open. And once we open, how do we determine who's to bring back, and how do we know that the employees that we're hiring or that we're working with us are willing to come back, in light of the fact that, you know, they might have family or personal situations that they have to attend to, or that the EDD, which is the unemployment benefits that they get weekly, sometimes it's a little bit more than what they get in a paycheck. So as an employer, as a business owner, these are the challenges that we have to deal with and have to be confronted with, and have to be aware of how to kind of maneuver and how to be nimble to deal with these challenges. So again, with those aspirationals, I wanted to share with you what is actual and what is currently the law at the moment. Okay, so in regards to the PPP, if you have not been approved, please submit to another bank. If you have been approved, please reach out to me and let me know what those features and details information are, so I can help you create a plan, a spending plan, a forgiveness loan calculations and estimates as far as what we need to do to meet this 8-week window, how to qualify for forgiveness. And if we choose to keep this loan and not necessarily meet the requirement, what do we do to make sure that we are still in business when everything becomes, you know, everything reopen again and we become a full active business? And so for those who have other plans with our business and the Paycheck Protection Program is not a part of our reality or not part of our funding mechanism, well, guess what? We still have a business to run. We still have expenses to run after the 8 weeks. We still have to create a plan to make sure that we survive however long we can. You know, how do we bring back our clients? How do we institute cleaning procedures and policies to make sure that our clients feel safe to come back to us? How do we make sure that our employees and our peers and friends and coworkers feel safe to be working in this working environment? So I think there are some structural changes in terms of how we set up our tables and desks. How do we make sure that there are who's going to be working at home, who's going to be working at the office? How are we going to meet our clients moving forward? Do we meet them physically? Do we start doing more things remotely? Or do we need to make sure that the idea of having to downsize, the idea of maybe shifting our business model, business structure, becomes a reality? And again, as your advisor, I'm hoping that you can feel comfortable enough to reach out to me. I don't have all the answer, I don't have all the resources, inside perspective, but I can have some that can add value. And if I can reach out to my peers, my center of influence, my friends, other advisors could help really, really make these challenges become a little bit more attainable. So I hope podcast, I will delve into more about the specifics of the new proposed changes on the PPP and the forgiveness and the usage of it. I hope that many of you who have challenges and difficulties with the application of the PPP, that the next podcast will be easier for us to maybe apply to other banks. And I hope that those who got approved, let's get into a plan. Let's get into our calculations. Let's get into our strategy in terms of meeting the requirements, and if we do not meet the requirement, how to prepare for the loan and the financial challenges that comes our way for the new future. And then really quick, one last point. I know that there's a lot of us but still getting those email from SBA about the EIDL. That's the emergency injury, the disaster loan, the $10,000 that were originally proposed, essentially reduced down to $1,000 per employee. That was a forgivable grant, meaning you don't have to pay back, but some of our clients have received it. Others, majority of our clients have not received that. Supposedly that is still in the work, that is still being distributed. So I have some phone calls of some phone numbers that you can reach out to the Tier 2 customer service. They've been more than helpful, but the information I've gotten from them is that they're still working on it, because just obviously you can tell there's a backlog of so many applications being submitted and not enough capacity, not enough resources to help respond to the many demands and requests. So I hope that you be patient with that. If you have questions, by all means, give me a call. I hope that you enjoy your Sunday, and I look forward to hear from you during this week. And have a safe and wonderful work week. Thank you so much.